the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. I'm Austin Bramley here with head wrestling coach Jason Reitmeier at Augustana in his 15th season. Jason, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks a lot, Austin.
And we'll just kind of get started off by talking about, you know, in your 13 of the 15 seasons you've been here at Augustana, you've had at least one wrestler in an All-American honor, and you've had four individual national champions. And your team has never finished worse than fourth in the conference. Kind of what goes into that consistent success that you've had year over year over year here as the head man at the Augustana wrestling program?
Well, you know, since I took over, we increased numbers, first of all, and that's always important. You know, you got to have that depth. And, you know, not that we have the depth that we always want. We're always within that 30 to 33 guys, you know, and stuff. So the quality in the room is a lot higher. The competition is a lot higher, which always makes for a better team, I guess you could say. You know, if you got that competition, iron sharpen iron, you know, and stuff, and you hear that a lot, but it's true. You get that competition, those guys battle harder, and they're more tested when it comes into competing against the conference teams and stuff. It's also the coaching staff. We've done well with, you know, keeping Tom Meester around, Chisholm Fink in the room, some other guys like Jay Dockin as our GA, and then some volunteer assistants that come up and help out with Carl Sirkin. Those guys do a great job working with the young guys and getting them ready. This year we have Michael Lohman and Ben Goodwin finishing up their degrees, and they've been coming in working out with those guys and taking the freshmen to open tournaments and just kind of watching them and coaching them from that point on when they get back in the room and letting them know what they need to be improving on.
You talk about iron sharpens iron and you guys consistently battling up in the wrestling room and talking about that. How important is it for guys to just maintain, you know, keeping their bodies right? Obviously, you know, you got to stay at the right weight, but right. Talk about, you know, how important it is for an athlete just to, you know, make sure their body's right and handling all that grind throughout the season.
It's difficult because, you know, wrestling, we get started with our preseason workouts, you know, right away when they get into school. Plus, these guys are on the mat throughout the summer and spring and stuff. So it's important for us to keep an eye on them, watch, you know, how they feel and how they look each day. This time of the year is really important because they just start getting wore down. And we kind of start backing off middle January to the end of January with shortening up practices. And this year, though, we did not wrestle well in the early January, so I kind of cranked it up and we went longer. And it really showed they wrestled really well for about 3 weeks there, and then we kind of hit a wall a little bit there against Upper Iowa, I noticed. So we backed off right away again. I thought we wrestled better against St. Cloud, but it still didn't show the you know, the W's that we wanted, of course. But, you know, it's time for these guys to – you want them to feel good mentally. You want them to feel good, you know, physically, well-rested. It's important. We took this whole weekend off, which I think is important, and we'll come back today. We won't go real long. We'll go intense, but we won't go real long and just make sure everybody, the guys that are going to the regional, feel good, and then anyone extra that we need ready just in case somebody goes down and feels good also.
Again, this is the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Ivy, with head wrestling coach Jason Reitmeier. Coach, you're an Augustana guy through and through, an Augustana graduate, a former wrestler, a member of the Vikings Hall of Fame. You know, how special is it that you're able to kind of coach the wrestling program that you wrestled for, you know, at your alma mater, and just kind of talk about what that means to you?
Well, it is special. You know, I didn't originally come to Augustana. I went to Lincoln, Nebraska, and I kind of fell into this a little bit. I wanted to teach. I wanted to coach more at a high school level. But once I got here and competed here for Craig Pressler and it just kind of got into my blood there a little bit that I wanted to stay at the college level and work with these kind of kids. The special thing about Augustana is you got to have that balance. I think every coach will tell you that from Augustana. You got to have that balance between academics and athletics, and it's not easy. They're very demanding over there on the other side of campus, and I love that because it makes these guys appreciate where they are and what they're getting. And when they finish, they always have a degree that's important and also a job waiting for them, it seems like. And that's proven by last year's graduating class with 99% placement rate, you know, in the field of study and stuff. So, I mean, it's very special. I get to live in a great town. You know, my family, my wife works here in town, and we enjoy growing raising our children here and stuff, and then of course having this the family at Augustana here to back you, it's important. You know, my kids come here a lot for events and stuff, so it's kind of neat because they know everybody and everybody knows them.
You're talking about, you know, Augustana guys through and through. You already mentioned Tom Easter. He's on your staff as an associate head coach. He's a two-time national champion here for you. Describe his impact on the program. You already mentioned how important it is to have him in the room and kind of keeping him around your guys.
Yeah, you know, Tom's had plenty of opportunities to leave Augustana, and he's always kind of just said, you know, I'm an Augie guy too, you know. And he brings an intensity into the room. He had that back when he competed. He still carries that into the room nowadays when he wrestles with our guys. And it's shown, you know, last year we had our 84 up go to nationals, and he's the guy that works with those guys, you know, those the heavier weights and stuff. And you know, he also does a strength conditioning program with our guys, so he's around them a lot. They got a tight bond, a good connection. He's a wonderful recruiter. You know, families enjoy his stories. He's a very talkative guy, and just kind of brings a special humor and charisma to the program when you're talking to kids and families recruiting wise.
For those who, you know, may not be as familiar with your program or the sport of wrestling, you know, just kind of talk about what makes this sport so unique and why, you know, guys like you just continue to stay around the sport.
Well, it's definitely not easy. I mean, I think people watch and sometimes they get maybe a little bored or they don't understand what's going on out there, but it's probably one of the most physical sports that you can possibly be in. The battle, not only with your hands, but moving your feet all the time. 7 minutes doesn't seem like a long time, but when you're using your whole body all the time like that, it's exhausting without a break in there, you know. It's a different kind of anaerobic training where you got to condition yourself for that 7 to 8 minutes. It's not a 10-second, 20-second burst and then sit there and rest a little bit. So when you train your body that way to kind of grind and beat up your body that way, it gets hard on you mentally also. So you got to stay tough all year round pretty much. We take our breaks, you know, and give these guys weeks off and stuff, but for the most part they're on the mat all year round, and they know that they need to be if they want to compete at this level. And then you throw in the academic end of it here and stuff, and it's just a grind. It really is. And some of these guys embrace it, and some of them have a tough time with it, and we have to sit down and you know, hold their hand and coddle them a little bit. But they kind of figure it out and toughen up. And we don't want to soften them up too much here at Augie. You know, we want to try to build these guys into you know, young men that can handle the pressures of the real world when they get done. But at the same time, you got to sit down and communicate with them that this isn't easy. It's going to be some down times, and there's going to be some high moments. But if you can stay level-headed and kind of stay even keeled, you'll make it through, and you'll be successful.
Jason Reitmeier, head coach of Augustana Wrestling, joins the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. Coach, you know, we've talked about how you've been involved in this sport for quite some time now. You know, is there anything specific that's kind of changed over the years that these athletes go through now that maybe you wouldn't have had to go through when you were in college or the sport fundamentally or anything like that?
Well, you know, back when I was that age, you worked out all year round, but there wasn't a competition all year round like there is now with the Greco and freestyle. A lot more kids are involved in specializing at an earlier age to become college athletes, I should say, and have that goal to compete, you know, at the higher levels of junior or Greco and freestyle, you know, the Olympic levels and stuff. And that's more Division I, but at the same time, we still see it nowadays with the kids that we sign. They're wrestling all year round. They don't do other sports most of the time. I like the well-rounded athlete. I like the kids that are playing football or playing baseball and then wrestling, you know, on the side or running cross country or whatever. I like those kind of kids. I feel like their ceiling hasn't been touched yet. But at the same time, you want these kids on the mat as much as possible, too, so that they're ready for the rigors of college wrestling, which is an all-year-round kind of thing. I would say a talent level has increased tremendously. Being kids, you know, just are more athletic. They take care of their bodies better. There's more science out there of how to train for the individual sports or their sport, I should say, specializing. And you just see that they're just a lot more talented. I don't know if that makes them tougher. I don't know if that makes them, you know, better mentally for school or ready for college athletics. But physically, you can see that change. But also, I do see the influence of outside distractions and things like that nowadays too. So it's tough to bring those kids together and let them know, hey, well, these are the important things, and we got to work through these things and make sure that we're staying focused.
Let's talk more specifically about this season. This group of guys, you guys are 11-4, finished third in the conference with a 6-2 record in the NSIC. This is such a young team, I feel like. Do you feel like they kind of exceeded some expectations in the regular season? Or as a coach, what's your mindset on how this year went?
Well, we always want to win. We want to win the conference. And going down into Upper Iowa, we really thought we had a good shot at winning that duel, setting ourselves up to challenge St. Cloud for the conference title. I know on paper everybody thought it was both of them teams were going to beat us up pretty good, but I really felt like we had a team that could compete. I wouldn't say we got a lot of superstars. We're well-balanced right now. But we got a lot of young kids that are really stepping up right now with Keaton Shore and Braden Curry. We pulled their red shirts and put them out there. We got some other kids that we threw in the lineup once in a while with Ethan Cota at 25 and some of those guys that really stepped up, and Ben Kelvington and wrestled well for us. Not, I wouldn't say as a backup role, but as a, step in there and kind of let our starters know that they need to step up a little more and we need them guys on board here a little bit. We start out at the season really, really slow. We did. We didn't compete well early on. We didn't compete well after Christmas. And then all of a sudden something clicked and they kind of took off and got after a few teams. Mankato is one that comes to mind, is ranked 11th in the nation. We handled them guys pretty easily, up top especially. And I was excited about where we were. And I still am. I know we got a week left here to get ready for the regional, but I think we got an opportunity to, get some guys to nationals and definitely place in that top, four or five range, in the regional, which would be important for us.
Arrow Amo, he's a returning All-American, currently ranked 5th in the country. Just talk about, his wrestling style, what he does so well, and what he's meant to have him in this wrestling room behind us.
Right. Well, Arrow's had a tough season overall because he graduated last year and came back for a fifth year, and he's been going to school to get a minor. He's also going to school or working at Sanford, so he's been a full-time nurse, full-time student, and wrestling at the same time, so it hasn't been really easy for him. We cut back on all that stuff this semester, and it's showing how he's wrestling. He's definitely winning these matches. Being a guy that's going to hopefully here be a three-time national qualifier, two-time All-American, he's a guy that ranks right up there with the best that we've had in the program. I think sometimes people forget how difficult it is to make it to nationals, how difficult it is to become an All-American. And, when they only see a one-time All-American there right now, they probably feel like he should have done more. But this kid is special. He's a pinner. He goes out there and gets after people. He wants the pin. When he doesn't get it, sometimes his matches get a little closer than what we want. But he's always working for the fall, and that's the kind of kid we're looking for. We like those kind of kids that can get the bonus points and stuff. Very special kid in the classroom also. The guys in the room love him. He's laid back, but yet when he walks on the mat, he's got an intensity about him. He's working towards going to school, back to school to be a nurse anesthetist. So, he's doing a lot of special things right now.
Talk about another special guy. I feel like Oscar Ramirez in the athletic department, we see him around a lot as he's always interning, volunteering for Don at a lot of athletic events. But he's having another good, successful season. Talk about his work ethic in the room.
Right. Well, Oscar came to us from a junior college where when he was in high school, never thought he would compete in college because he just didn't think the opportunities were going to be there money-wise. He found out when he started being successful in wrestling that there was programs that were willing to help him out, with that. And so then he got to junior college, and his academic grade just shot through the roof. He finished his junior college degree with a 3.5. He's at Augie with over a 3.5. He's probably the most popular kid in the athletic department. He knows everybody. He stops and talks to anyone that walks through these doors up here and stuff, and just has a great personality and stuff. He's also a very ornery guy when he gets on the mat. I would like to see him get a little more, aggressive with his wrestling. He's got a lot of ability. He's very talented. And we're trying to get him to break out of that mode of, I wouldn't say defensive wrestler, but just scoring more points, and stuff. He's a national runner-up at junior college and a two-time All-American junior college, so he's got the ability and the potential to definitely make it to nationals and also, you know, get on the award stand. It's just a matter of how hard he or how much he's going to put on the line out there, you know, when we get to the regional and stuff. And we've talked to him about that, letting it fly a little bit. But overall, great leader, great work ethic, you know, in the room, just pushed himself really hard. Last year he had a foot injury that held him out most of the year, and it just didn't work out where we thought he'd be our starter at 41. And this year he's kept fairly healthy and just really motivated right now.
Regions are this weekend in St. Cloud. For fans that don't know, the top four individuals, they advanced to nationals. Who should fans kind of look out for this weekend? We've talked a little bit about a few guys, but what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, Keaton Short comes to mind right away. Keaton is a freshman who has just had a great freshman year. We pulled him out of redshirt, and he's just kind of blossomed. He started out the year at 49 and wrestled very well there, and then he beat the returning national champ at 149 pounds, and we dropped him down to 41, which people were like, why would you do that, you know? But with Oscar at 49, we kind of felt this was the best move. He's got a tough road in front of him, don't get me wrong, but he's a kid that really steps up and wrestles hard and just pushes people, and he's always in matches. You know, Carroll, you know, returning national qualifier, he's had kind of a rough road. He was banged up, sick. We got him kind of wrestling where we need him right now. He wrestled one of the returning national champs last Thursday, and looked really good doing it. He lost, but it was a tight match. He was right there. So we like where he's at right now, and he's a gamer. He's a guy that likes the lights, and I'm not going to lie, 2-hour weigh-in is going to benefit him also. So it's going to be nice to see him, what he can do here. And his region is tough, but I like what we've seen out of him the last about a week and a half now. You know, I would say Lucas Plancic is a guy to watch. He's just solid. He's wrestling super well. I know he's got a couple losses at the end of the year here that, you know, that kind of hurt a little bit with the seeding stuff. But he's just really focused and wrestling well. Of course, Errol, you know, is he's always dangerous, and he's going to be the number one seed, so he's going to have a little easier road to the finals at the regional. But, you know, being a two-time region champ, I think he's got a great opportunity to win again. And then, you know, hopefully get him on top of the award stand at nationals. We got another 2 weeks to get him ready and kind of get him focused and stuff. And I would say Clayton Wallstrom right now is wrestling as well as anyone. You know, he's kind of been a guy that's been a starter, been a backup, kind of back and forth. Ben Goodwin last year, and this year he's very focused. He's a team leader. He's a captain. He really motivates the guys and goes out there and lets it all fly.
Talk about you know, you're a wrestling nut, as we all know. The Iowa Nebraska state tournaments were this past weekend. I know you're out recruiting some guys you can't talk about because they haven't signed yet,
right?
That type of thing. But just kind of talk about that experience and what it's like for you as a coach to go out and watch these high school kids compete at a pretty tough stage in those state tournaments.
I love it. I love going to the state tournaments. You get to see the best that the state has to offer. I went down to Nebraska, and we had a kid that we signed early, win a state title down there. And then I have a couple kids that we're talking to down there, of course, that I wanted to get a chance to see again and stuff, and just reconfirm whether we want to continue, you know, pushing after them. And then Tom actually went down to Iowa State Tournament, him being from Iowa. It's a good connection. He knows a lot of coaches down there and a lot of kids. And, again, same thing. We don't have any kids committed from Iowa yet or signed from Iowa, but there's a lot of kids that we know and we've watched and have seen for many, many years. And those are special, Iowa especially. I haven't been able to get down to Iowa and watch that state tournament, but it's very special. Iowa wrestling is with the Hawkeyes and Northern Iowa and Iowa State, and then all the D3s over there in Upper Iowa. It's just a wrestling state. A lot of intensity between the kids, the parents, the fans. It's a wild scene. They pack the house. In 2 weeks, I'll go up to Minnesota and watch that one. That's more my area. And, you know, we got, 6 kids committed from Minnesota already. We've got a couple more that we're after, you know, and stuff. And it's a great opportunity to get to see those kids compete again at the highest level in their state. And also reconfirm that we got the right kids, you know, and stuff. And then talk to the families again, the parents, you know, of those kids, and watch the matches with them and see how they react. It's exciting to watch them, the parents, and how excited they get for their kids out there too. It's fun.
This is Jason Reitmeier, head coach of the Augustana wrestling team, joining the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you.